Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. Our special guest today is Carla Statz, who is the founder and president of Statz Behavioral Health Consulting. Carla Barry Statz possesses both a Master of Arts in Counseling and a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. She is a board-certified alcohol and drug counselor, a licensed chemical dependency counselor, and a certified addictions professional. In addition, she holds a EAGALA certification, which stands for Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, for Equine Assisted Psychotherapy, a certificate to conduct family mediations, and is partnered with the Defense Centers of Excellence for Psychological Health and Traumatic Brain Injury. Her professional experience includes working with military service members, veterans, and civilian adults and adolescents in both residential and outpatient settings. Please welcome online Carla Statz. Carla!
Hey, Glenn. How are we doing?
I am doing wonderfully. Thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you today?
Great.
Well,
great.
I am so excited to talk to you about what is more than your profession. It is your passion. And give our audience a little bit of an idea of what drew you to therapy and to psychology, and why that has become such a pivotal factor in your life.
Well, thank you for asking. I worked in the family court system in Harris County, Texas, Houston, Texas, and then I was hired away from there to work in a family law firm, and they dealt with divorces and custody cases, and so I saw how the kids were the rope in the tug of war.
Right.
And at that point, I just decided that I really wanted to pursue the putting the family back together kind of direction, and I went into psychology and just loved it, enjoyed it, went all the way to the end, and look for a way to use that degree, and I found the pathway to licensure in addiction counseling. And so I did that for 15 years, and then during that time got my master's in mental health counseling. And so that has brought me to here. The family and the how they're torn up through addiction and mental illness has brought me to, yes, my passion where I am today.
So many people had said that they get involved in psychological therapy to fix their own problems. And I think that there's some truth about that, but I think the reason that is because people who are drawn to become therapists and be involved with psychological analysis, realize that everybody has got a problem. And that is something that obviously we're working through in our society, where mental illness and therapy are much less of a bugaboo than they used to be.
Exactly. And the DSM-4, which is Diagnostic Statistical Manual, to diagnose people, my mentor, William Glasser, called it the Big Red Book of Unhappiness. And what I found in studying it to every, nth degree when I was going through my degree, was that we all have a little bit of all of that in us, to varying degrees. It's just when it goes to extremes and we get dysfunctional in our relationships, our core relationships and our everyday life is when it becomes a problem.
Right. Well, somewhere
human beings, we all have some varying degrees of those.
Well, there's a great Jewish term called mishigas, which is defined would be kind of like a mess. And I'd like to say everybody has their own mishigas, their own mess. But somewhere along the line, the health of people got divided from the neck down, and somehow the misfunction or the dysfunction, if you will, of the most important organ in the human body, the brain, somehow changed. I mean, nobody has a problem admitting that they have arthritis or that they have the flu or that they have an allergy to pollen or whatever. But for some reason, we are embarrassed to admit that we've got a brain function problem, and this is where everybody has sort of hidden in the closet, if you will, about mental illness. This is one of the healthiest things that has come across over the last 25 years or so in this country, is that people are readily admitting, I've got issues and I need help with brain function, with mental problems.
That's absolutely true. And I used to say through my counseling days is that, you know, God didn't create junk. We're all connected all the way down from the head to the toe. So how can we have something going wrong in our midsection and think that it's not connected somewhere else?
Exactly. We're talking with Carla Statz of Statz Behavioral Health Consulting. You can check our website out at totalbehaviorconsulting.com. Totalbehaviorconsulting.com. For you beautiful humans that are regular listeners to this program, you know that this is a passion of mine, the whole issue of mental health and people being self-reflective and honest with themselves and seek help when needed. And Carla, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Absolutely. You know, really. And it's funny because you're right. People will go to primary care physicians for symptoms that may be coming from things they're going through mentally, psychologically, and the way they're processing things. And really, the good news is we can look at the way we process things and change the way we think about it, and we have more power over how our body and our relationships react to it.
Exactly.
So that's good news.
And, of course, we know that knowledge is power, but people have either consciously or unconsciously continued to be ignorant of the way the brain works and the necessity at some point to have therapy for the brain. But I really want to focus in because you have stepped outside the box and you discovered the importance of what is called equine therapy. You developed the At-Ease program, the equine-assisted self-exploration program, which is now used at the Quantum Leap Farm in Odessa, Florida. And why don't you explain to the folks what equine therapy is and how you're applying it to your own practice, because it's absolutely fascinating.
Well, thank you. I did 15 years of the traditional in-office counseling and groups, and I became acquainted with EGALA, Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association.org. I would encourage anybody to go there who's a mental health counselor or equine person to see. They certify equine specialists and mental health specialists to utilize this as a model in mental health counseling. And once I found that back in 2004, I guess 6 years ago, I have been merging out of the office and into the dirt, I say.
Right.
And really, you get so much further, so much quicker, just because of the magnitude of where you are and the horses, what they have to teach us about living in the moment. These magnificent beings that they're not concerned about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. But they are very emotionally driven, so they deal with it right then, and then they move on. And really, they have a lot to teach us that way.
Equine, of course, refers to horses specifically. In the equine.
I'm sorry?
I said equine refers to dealing with horses.
Right, exactly.
And some of you beautiful humans may not have known that, like myself, before I met Carla. But she developed the At-Ease, the equine-assisted self-exploration program. And what is it, Carla, about horses that relate differently to human beings than other domesticated or animals, or animals that human beings have a lot of contact with? Like, what's the difference between a human being getting into a therapeutic situation with a horse versus a dog or a cat?
That's a common question, and I myself am a big dog lover as well. But, you know, dogs are called man's best friend for a reason. They will do anything for you for a pat on the head. You know, they're about pleasing you as a human being. Horses, they're different. They are very social beings. They're very they're really about their herd and their herd dynamics, which is mirror our families. They're not about pleasing you. They are about survival. And if you think about, a horse is the ultimate prey animal because of their size and their beauty. But they're a prey animal. And you think of a human is the ultimate predator. So the horse's job is to study humans and how we react. So they're going to know us better than we know ourselves.
When you say prey animal, you mean that horses would be preyed upon by other animals.
Right, they're not meat eaters, they're herbivores, they're not interested in anything but survival and fight or flight. Dogs are different. Dogs will fight to death. They're a predator.
So you're telling me that horses, while there are similarities between the human social interaction with each other, the herd mentality, if you will, that there are significant differences between the way that human beings are made up emotionally and psychologically as opposed to horses. And you're saying the biggest difference is that we're predators and they're prey.
Exactly.
So does that make horses suspicious of human beings initially?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And how does that play in to the therapy that you involve, and we're going to get into the specifics, Beautiful Human, about how and the type of people that can be helped through equine therapy. But how does the horse being sort of paranoid, if you will, about an approach from a human being begin to play into the therapeutic process?
Well, until we are our authentic self, which means our insides, what's going on inside, match what we're presenting to the outside world. Until that matches, we are pretty much putting up a front. Well, a horse, that's their job. They see right through that. So they react to that. You know, they might not have anything to do with you if you're a phony.
They don't want to have anything to do with
you. They will call you out. And better than we can. And so you can sit in a counseling session in an office and put up a front all you want and walk out of there. But in an arena with a horse, the horse will call you out on your true self. And that's where it brings to the surface what's really going on with the individual, which makes there's the opportunity to say, hey, what's really going on? And that's where you get to the meat of it so much quicker than you do in an office counselor.
That is fascinating. My youngest daughter, Gracie, is incredibly into horses, spends many weekends during the year at a horse ranch and then all summer long. And Gracie, she's 13 years old. We adopted her at birth. And she's got a very unique personality, but she can smell a phony a mile away. And for some reason, she's attracted to the horse. And she loves the horse. And she's adopted...
Kindred spirit.
She's adopted a horse, exactly. And so are there certain type of people that naturally do better in equine therapy than other personality types?
I think that it works for all things and all people. It just whether the person is ready to accept that part, you know, to accept that they're not being real yet. They might not be ready. That's the main thing, really. But otherwise, I think it, you know, widespread the span of human beings that it can help them address their behavioral, mental, spiritual relationship issues.
This is Glenn Klein online. We're talking with Carla Stats, the founder and president of Stats Behavioral Health Counseling or Consulting. You can find her on the internet at totalbehaviorconsulting.com. And it's fascinating on so many levels, this concept of equine-assisted self-exploration and her program At Ease. Do you find that people who are attracted to this and do better exponentially as far as the quickness of the response are people that have already been honest with themselves, and the people that are more resistant and who may even have greater breakthroughs through it maybe haven't ever been honest with themselves, and yet they're presented with the situation where they, at some point they have got to be, as you say, their true nature coming out.
Yes, and I find that those people still walk away thinking about it. So you've still gotten there, you know. And if you've triggered that thinking about it, then you've made a step in the right direction anyway.
All right, so
now the ones that I've had them that they've been in traditional counseling for a while, and they come out and they get, you know, leaps and bounds further than they did in that time in traditional therapy.
Right.
But they're ready. They're trying. They're looking to find out what's, you know, really going on and where they go from there. And then those that aren't really ready, that someone's gotten them there before, they are interested. And that's the same with any kind of counseling or therapy. Someone else has gotten them there from some kind of threat of leaving them or...
Right. Well, this equine therapy is so unique. Obviously, somebody who's going into traditional therapy has some idea just based on what they've seen in the movies or on television about what therapy is all about or what they've heard from friends or family. When people are exposed to equine therapy for the first time, do you prep them prior to them getting involved? Do you explain to them why you're exposing them to horses the way you do?
Not too much anymore, just because the way I've now marketed myself, that this is my chosen model that I'm using now, and that I'm affiliated so much with Quantum Leap Farm that's kind of that way. And I really don't like to tell them a whole lot about what they're going to experience or what would be expected, because that puts a predetermined idea on them, and
right.
It really needs to just come from them. So I don't really tell them a lot that way.
Well, one of the areas that you found tremendous success with, and it must be so rewarding, are dealing with veterans, specifically of the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars, people that come back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, people that come back with head trauma. We know that the suicide rate amongst veterans from those wars is at an all-time record high. And why are the veterans of the Iraqi and Afghanistan wars responding so positively to this experience?
I just think the whole setting, for one, it's non-threatening. It's out in the open. You're not in an enclosed office. That's, you know, just one, aesthetically. Two, it's active. Men, I worked in corrections for most of my career. And, you know, with men in the correctional facilities, and sitting in offices talking is not men's favorite thing to do. So, and these are very active men.
And very macho guys, and so the whole concept of being out in the outdoors with horses must tap in to that side of guys that are drawn towards military service to begin with. I mean, obviously, military men for thousands of years rode horses. And
right.
While that doesn't
into battle and out of battle. I mean, they've carried us in and out, and it would make sense that they would carry us into healing as well. And another big thing is that how they can see themselves in the horses, that the horse is big and strong yet vulnerable. And if that doesn't describe our warriors, I don't know what does.
I have known firsthand of guys that have come back from the Middle East, and a lot of them are really messed up. What are some of the most dramatic turnarounds that you've seen in your experience in dealing with Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans with the equine therapy?
Oh, just that... Well, in traumatic brain injury, doing a completely different new activity stimulates the brain and into new growth, which is the good news of traumatic brain injury is stimulating new growth that the brain will rewire itself, and it is not something that they're doomed to. And so they're coming out there and doing these new things is stimulating that new growth, which is a beautiful thing. On you know, a lesser scale, I had someone that was, he was holding on to a horse and holding very tightly, and I said, well, what would happen if you just let go of the horse? And he said, well, I might just have to, because the horse was squirming. And I said, well, I might just have to, you know, take him out. And so, well, what would happen if you just tried that? And he goes, oh, okay. So after several minutes, he finally did. The horse kept squirming. Well, the horse turned around and it was just a fly that he just turned around and scratched and turned back around and stood there. And so the man said, well, that's just like my wife. so that gives you opportunities to discuss, because I don't have to control her. You know, she doesn't need to be controlled.
In this case, it was a fly that was bothering the horse, not the guy.
Right.
And so
and he wasn't needing to control him, and that just taught him that really I don't have to control all these things, because the reality is you're not. You're really not controlling all those things.
Right.
You know, I have my counseling theory of a hula hoop theory that I started many years ago back in corrections, is that really I would have people stand in the hula hoop and say, just to have a visual of everything we have control over is inside this hula hoop. And that's really how we react to things, how we think about things, how we feel about things, and what we do. And that's really all we have control over. But the good news is we're not responsible for all that stuff outside of our hula hoop.
That's awesome. We're talking with Carla Statz. This is Glenn Klein Online. She is the founder and president of Statz Behavioral Health Consulting, and her website is totalbehaviorconsulting.com. You can find information about the Quantum Leap Farm in Odessa, Florida, at quantumleapfarm.org. quantumleapfarm.org, and that's a non-for-profit effort, isn't it?
It is. Quantum Leap Farm, bless her heart, Edie Dobking, 10 years ago, started that grassroots, and it is a therapeutic riding facility for disabled adults. That's a physical disability where it, for spinal cord injury, MS, Parkinson's, it runs the gamut of adult physical disabilities. She's been doing that for 10 years. Well, through that foundation that she has built, she's built a relationship with the VA hospitals, which are the two of the top four in the country, the number one and number four busiest VA hospitals, Bay Pines and James Haley VA. And they've been bringing out these injured vets that are, you know, they polytrauma means they're injured in three different ways. It could be head injury, it could be PTSD and burn, and amputees. And she's built up the facility through this time, and now she's able to put those people on horses. And it mirrors the gait of a human being when you're walking. And so those who have balance issues or can no longer walk for whatever reason, they feel like they're walking, and it builds the muscles in their body for wow. walking. So it's an amazing physical therapy.
Wow. Basically,
I met Edie in Utah at the EGALA conference because she saw the need to add mental health services to her facility because the families are hit by this. She said, in her words, they're hit by the IED, just like the service member is. Their whole life has changed.
Mm.
And so she saw the need for mental health services in her work, and she wanted to add that. Well, I met her because I was doing a workshop how to use this with service members in Utah at the EGALA conference, and she waited to talk to me. And I had just sent her a message because I saw people from Tampa were there, and I called them, and we've been working together ever since. And we got a grant to use both services, the mental health and the physical, with Iraq and Afghanistan vets, which is running out this September, and so we're looking to keep that funded so the farm can keep going. But so it's a well-rounded facility now.
Well, this is a great way that you could help folks. And, Carla, people can get in touch with you via your website, right?
They can, totalbehaviorconsulting.com or quantumleapfarm.org.
And basically what I'm hearing from you is that regardless of what a person is dealing with, whether it be a post-traumatic stress situation, whether it be from a war or from a circumstance in their own life, whether that they are a veteran or not, or alcohol or drugs or other psychological issues, you're telling me right now, if I'm hearing you right, that equine therapy is potentially beneficial to any mental situation.
Absolutely. Very well put, Glenn. Thank you.
That's what I do.
Well, so good.
Well, folks, I cannot encourage you enough to be in touch with Carla. Whether you need help, somebody in your family needs help, a loved one, a spouse, a family or friend that has spent time in the theater of war in Iraq or Afghanistan, just go to totalbehaviorconsulting.com. You will see the very lovely and talented Carla Stats right there, and be in touch with them. Cannot recommend this service and this therapeutic perspective enough to you. That's totalbehaviorconsulting.com. Carla, thank you for what you're doing. You truly are a blessing, and you are doing the Lord's work, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Glenn, and so are you.
Thanks. That's Carla Stats, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Glenn Klein Online saying, until next time, shalom, everybody!